then you must throw this man out and hand him over to Satan so that his sinful nature will be destroyed and he himself will be saved on the day of the Lord's return. Now that's some kind of mercy. Come on, that's some kind of mercy. Somebody do all that stuff and then God will still take him in. But my point is, I want to show you what's happening here. That why these things got to be dealt with. That's why the Lord says, I want you to bring this out to him. Take your time and do what I tell you. All right, let's go on. And because, you know, that show beast going to hell. Now, somebody would do something like that, some of us, he wouldn't even make it. He wouldn't even have a chance to get to heaven. We probably take him out before he get to hell. You know I'm telling the truth. He wouldn't even make it to hell. We done took him out. Listen to this. Your boasting about this is terrible. They weren't boasting about it. You see that? He got his daddy wife. Boy, he sure looked better with her than he did than his old daddy did. He make her look good, child. You know, he make her look younger. You think I'm just talking? This kind of stuff going on. And we wonder why we don't see God's power. And plus, he give good money. He got a good job. We don't want to lose his money in the church. Sure is quiet. You boasting about this is terrible. Don't you realize that this sin is like a little yeast that spread throughout the whole batch of dough? You let a person like that stay in the church, and then you got it spread all through the church. That's why you see churches go down. Sin get in there. And we try to cover it up. You remember me telling you about those cotton seeds Daddy told us to plant? And we got tired. And we didn't want to fool with them. So we took them and buried and covered them up. We didn't know they were coming up. See, when you're foolish, you think you done got away. That's what you think. You done got away. I got it covered up. After a while, Lord Jesus. All that stuff you covered up, it not only come up, it brings some other stuff with you. He said, get rid of the yeast by removing this wicked person from among you. Then you will be like the fresh batch of dough made without yeast. Let's put sin there. Made without sin, which is what you really are. You are not a sinner. Now, why in the world you are acting like that? Christ, our Passover lamb, has what? And sacrifice for us. So let us celebrate what? The festival. Not with the old bread of wickedness and evil, but with the new bread of sincerity and truth. of sincerity and truth. You don't think we need some waking up? All right. Let's see how much time I have. I don't even believe this. I stop. My God. You think I done read all the scripture? I'm gonna stop right there. But let me say this to you. It's stopping. With $7+ billion of people on planet Earth, and God said, who said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Didn't he say it? It was God who created man. God who had a plan for man. And here come your enemy, Satan, and fallen angels and demon spirits, through Adam's transgression, allowed them to come in this earth. And what they're trying to do is destroy and work habits and destroy humanity. When God created man for his glory, every good thing, every good gift, the Bible says, every perfect gift is from above. And when men's hearts are darkened, when they are full of darkness, these truths must be preached. There must be much prayer, interceding, travailing in prayer to break this power so these truths can get to mankind. The problem with our government is the heart of men. The problem with our society is the heart of men. They are crying, gun control, gun control. You know what would control a gun? I got a gun, but I don't go around shooting nobody, because it's not in my heart. Something happened to my heart. It's the heart of man that do. If you take all the guns, they're going to get something else. If they don't do anything, if they don't do nothing else but get a car and run over you, they get mad that they'll run over you with a car. They can't shoot you with a gun. So what am I saying? The heart of man. It's the heart. What's the problem? That's why you see all of this. There's no love for God. They love themselves. They love sin. They're in darkness. And this is why we are praying. This is why we have the prayer line. You think is that, you know, he's just wasting my time. All this. No, no, no. God called us. Jesus told us to go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Didn't he say it? He that believes in him baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned or condemned. So how many of you in here today is damned? How many of you here today ready for heaven? I got my hands up. I mean, you ready for heaven? How do you know? I'm going to help you out. How do you know you're ready for heaven? What makes you ready? You know, I did that one thing. You know how I know I'm ready? I did that one thing. I received Jesus and I made him the Lord of my life. Hello? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.